And I'm Julie Rose in Concord, North Carolina. The Republicans are trying earnestly to paint freshman Democrat Larry Kissel like all the other Democrats, part of what's wrong in Washington. But they're having a little trouble getting that message to stick. See, even some Republicans here at the St. James Catholic Church barbecue don't think Larry Kissel is all that bad.
I'm Ida Mills. He hasn't always voted with the Democrats. I think he's used his own conscience, so I'm not sure.
She's a registered Republican, and she's undecided, which is kind of remarkable in a year like this. But North Carolina's 8th District is full of moderate voters who don't stick to a single party. So Democrat Larry Kissel spent his first 2 years in Washington walking a fine line. His opponent's TV ads would make you think otherwise.
Larry Kissel has voted with Nancy Pelosi over 90% of the time.
But his other votes included a really big slap in Nancy Pelosi's face. Larry Kissel said no to the health care overhaul bill and earned himself a lot of fans in his district. But there are still plenty of conservatives like Marisa Medlin who think
he's too liberal. I think he voted for the bailout and some other things that we were not happy with.
If only they had more confidence in the Republican candidate, says her husband Kim.
Because I think Harold Johnson is probably a nice guy. I've known him for a long time as a sportscaster, but I'm not sure how that qualifies you to, you know, help run our money.
After decades talking sports on local TV, name recognition is Harold Johnson's biggest asset in his bid to unseat Larry Kissel. Here's what he says to doubters.
Does it take experience to get us in the mess we're in right now? I don't think so.
That argument has worked in the 8th District before. Larry Kissel was a textile worker turned schoolteacher when he beat a 10-year Republican incumbent. Polls show Johnson is gaining votes. But nationally, Kissel's considered safer than many other freshman Democrats. He shrugs off the possibility that he might become a casualty of anti-Washington anger.
The best way to get reelected is by doing a good job, and people will see that we're working hard. This race is about the people of the district.
But Kissel also knows the power of an angry electorate. 2 years ago, he rode an anti-Republican wave into office. A groundswell against his own party this year could just as easily sweep him out. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in North Carolina.